for the ways of the Lord. I changed that a little bit. You delight yourself in the ways of the Lord, He'll give you the desires of your heart. See, if your delight is in His ways, then He gives you the ability to walk in them. A lot of people can talk about it, but how many can walk in it? Amen?
Amen.
I remember, Patrick, I want you to sing a song. When I was old, I hadn't been here for not that long, just before I lost my eyesight. And I was driving over a hard hill. And there was a pretty decent snowstorm, about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm afraid to get off that mountain alive. And it's like a whiteout in the car. Not out of the car, in the car. And I heard the voice of the Lord behind me say, "As for my people Israel, I showed them my power. But unto my servant Moses, I showed him my ways." The Richard, will you learn my ways? And you know, I didn't understand the full impact of that then. I doubt I still understand the full impact of it now. But you realize, if you look at it, and I didn't realize it then, but I do realize this now. He said, "As for my people Israel, I showed them my power." You know, there are those who come to see the power. Amen? And if you remember, those that came out of Egypt saw the power, but they weren't saved. They lost it. But it was Moses that God used to show the power. Amen? Joshua moved in God's power, as Moses did. The question is, do you want to move in the power, or do you want to be one of those who just watch? Because watchers aren't doers. And my Bible says, don't be hearers of the word only, be doers. Amen? There is nowhere in the Bible that I have been able to find yet that teaches us to build a church full of pew warmers. Cannot find it. Cannot find it. Every church should be a spiritual incubator, growing prophets, apostles, evangelists, pastors, teachers, gift givers, gift receivers, gift doers. Everybody is born of Jesus Christ, is born to do something. Satan has had his field day in the churches and has stopped the churches from being the army God called it to be. Delight yourself in the Lord. What does that mean? Well, this is part two night. We had part one night of last night on the gifts. This is part two night. And we're glad to have Jimmy back with us. And Jimmy, you missed a lot, but you didn't miss if that makes any sense. We had a lot going on, but we're still in the beginning. We did a lot of fixing to get ready last night. So you still get the good stuff, amen. God has called his people to walk in his ways. In the ways that Jesus walked. The way that Paul, Peter, James, John, Timothy, Titus, all of those guys. When you come to the Lord, first thing that every Christian is supposed to be is a disciple. Jesus said in Matthew, go teaching all nations. And he didn't say something like that. And he said, yes, somebody look it up. Go teaching all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. Most churches can't even get that second part right. Read it for me.
Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost.
Amen. So what do these churches do? Most churches, what do? They take the guy that's a new believer and they dunk him in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. He didn't tell them to do that. Did he? Thank you, but church. He didn't tell him to do that. He said, baptize in the name of the Father. What's the name of the Father?
Jesus.
Baptize in the name of the Son. Jesus. Baptize in the name of the Holy Ghost. Jesus. What?
Jesus.
1 John 5:7, there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Lord, and the Holy Ghost. These three are one. Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one God. Amen?
Amen.
Baptize them in Jesus' name. And when you read in the book of Acts, the disciples figured it out. They baptized in the name of Jesus. And churches, they figured it. It's something as simple as that. You can't get any simpler. So if they miss the second part, why should they even get the first part? Teaching all nations. That's discipling. Jesus took 12 dudes from society. 12 of them. And he taught them for 3 years, turn the world upside down. Turn the world upside down. Jesus was pretty good, too. You stop to think about it. Some people say Jesus wasn't too successful. I've heard it said. I hope I don't have that tape anymore where I said it. Anyway, people have said that Jesus wasn't too successful because, you know, he only had a few following him at the end there. Excuse me, how many did Moses have go in? Moses had two make it, and Jesus had 11. Only lost one. I'd say that was pretty good. Amen. But Jesus took 12 guys and he discipled them, taught them the ways of the Lord, taught them the spiritual gifts, which we're going to be studying tonight in part two here, and turned them loose on the world, and the world went crazy. And still going crazy, except for one thing, the people didn't learn. God's order. God has an order, and without that order, God is going to do nothing. The other night we talked about the valve between the soul and the spirit that you can open or shut. Open it up to receive the things of God and to see the things of God, hear the things of God, smell the things of God. You ain't smelled nothing until you smell heaven. He ain't smelled anything. You haven't heard anything till you hear the grass talk. You haven't heard anything. But you can open that gate or you can close that gate. And the key to opening and closing it is obedience to God. And the key to obedience to God is His knowing His ways. And the key to knowing His ways is delighting yourself in the Lord. And when you delight yourself in the Lord, all you want is His ways. Because if you delight yourself in the Lord and He gives you the desires of your heart, the desires of your heart is Jesus. I want Jesus. I want as much of Jesus as I can get. I want Him oozing out my ears. I say, what in the world is that? Well, that's what's left of Richard. He's paid. Oh, God, I wish. Amen. And it doesn't come natural to do it. Not natural. The natural thing is desire the ways of the world. To desire the ways of the flesh. Does water run uphill or downhill? Downhill. It takes energy to move water uphill. That's a natural fact. Amen? Alright. The law of thermodynamics. All energy remains energy. The form only, only the form changes. Number one. Number two. What? All things tend to go from perfection to corruption. The law of thermodynamics kicked in when Adam fell. And when you fall, when you were born, the moment you were born, the law of thermodynamics kicked in on you. And since then you have tended to corruption. Look at me, look at some of you. I wasn't always this ugly. See what you got to look forward to, son? You love God, so praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So, the natural thing is to tend downward, is to gravitate to the natural things, the appetites, the pleasures of life, the pleasures of sin, the pleasures of the flesh. Always the easy way. God's way is not easy. But it's worth it. It's worth it. And that's why it doesn't take a lot of people to really do something. It just takes a few people full of a lot of God. Amen? Sing that song for us. Praise God. That gets us in the mood. Because Sam will give you something tonight. I prayed that Saint Stephen, I prayed just a little bit about it. You might not have been aware of it, but I prayed that those that would be here tonight were those that were supposed to hear this. See, not everybody is supposed to hear this. Not everybody. But you're to hear this. Chapter 12, 1 Corinthians. Now there are tapes being made of this service. And of all the services this week. And they'll be available. But don't take these tapes and give them to unbelievers. The gospel's for unbelievers. Amen? You know, the first three tapes, that's fine. You last night will be alright. But the tape you're making tonight, don't give this to unbelievers. It's not for you. Alright. Now concerning spiritual gifts. Brethren, I would not have you in here. We went over this yesterday. In fact, we've been over it a couple times. You know that ye were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Now, these dumb idols, as Gentiles, can be many things. Can be the statues of the Catholic Church. It could actually be your church building. I know some people treat their church building as an idol. It could be your church denomination. I know people that believe if you step in another denomination outside of their own, you're going to die and go to hell. That's an idol. Church can't save you. Denomination can't save you. Only Jesus can save you. I'll even carry it further. I can't save you. Jesus can save you. And you can't save yourself. Jesus saves you.
Amen.
There's a scripture that says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Why does it say work out? Work out. In other words, you have to bring yourself to accept the terms and condition of salvation. You have to work it out at the table with the Lord. And if you don't work it out at the table with the Lord, then you don't get it. Then you don't get it. It's a very simple thing. It's negotiated. He gives you the terms and you accept. That's fair. What's fair? He's up there, we're down here. We don't deserve it anyway. The terms are very simple. Believe the gospel and be baptized, you go to hell. That's simply it. That's an ultimatum. Work out your own salvation. You bring yourself whatever it takes. Whatever it takes to believe God's word and to obey God and learn of Him and do it. If it kills you, and I guarantee you, it will. That's the whole idea of it. The whole idea of it is to get you dead so that you can be made alive.
Amen.
Jesus tried to explain this when he said, lest a wheat, a kernel of corn, or whatever fall into the ground and die, it can't bring forth fruit. What makes you think you're any different? Unless you die, you can't bring forth fruit. Amen. Remember the parable of the seed and sower? Kingdom of God is like another man who went out and sowed seed. Some fell on the wayside, some fell on the rock, some fell on the thorns, some fell on good ground. Amen. The one that fell on the wayside, the devil came and plucked it up. They didn't get a chance to hear it. Snatched it right out before it had a chance to do anything. Some fell on a rock. So these people were happy. They accepted the Lord. Ooh, it's a party time. This is great. Those are the side lookers. Those are the ones that wanted to go and party with the miracles. Eat all the free lunch. First time anything gets tough, they get offended and leave. Amen?
Amen?
We've seen it in this church. We've seen it in this ministry. I've been watching it for 25 years. But some of them fell on the good ground and brought forth fruit. Now, some fell on the thorns and thistles over there. I skipped them, didn't I? Let's back up over to the thorns and thistles. Some fell on the thorns and thistles. And it says that the cares of the world and deceitfulness of riches choke them out. Cares of the world is fears. Every time somebody says, take care, and you say, okay, you're enacting a spiritual law. Take care means take fear, worry, mental anguish, mental torment. They say, take care, and you say, okay, and then you wonder why you have a bad day. You wonder why you're worried. You wonder why you're fearful. Well, you ask for it. Ignorance can kill you. Sometimes fast, sometimes slow, sometimes a little piece at a time. Do you believe in Christ? Everybody here believe in Christ? What you say is what you get. So you don't realize that. If you believe in Christ, you're a new creature. Amen?
Amen.
You're of His seed now. Think of that. When you were born again, your spiritual rebirth, your spirit and soul being born again, you become the seed of God. Amen. If you really knew what I was saying, you could say, let there be light, and there would be light. If we actually understood what I am saying, we could really give people a hard time that follow the devil. You can have, if you believe the word, whatsoever you say. Now, I came up to Vermont tired. I mean, yeah, I was tired when I got here, but I felt pretty good. Tuesday, I come down with a cold. By Wednesday, I was really with a cold. And I got mad. I got mad. I caught myself. How you feeling? Oh, not too good. I got a cold. And I just kept going down and down and down. I feel all pretty bad. I got a cold. And I caught myself. Well, I'm not going to lie and say I feel great, right? But I could change my words to turn it around. I feel bad, but I'm getting rid of this cold. I'm fighting this cold, and I'm going to kick it in the butt. I'm getting rid of it. This cold has got to go. And I kept going against it and going against it. And last night, it started loosening and leaving. And today, I feel pretty good. I got a little after effects, but it's gone. I don't want to go 2 weeks with one of these stupid things. And I'm not going to. I don't have to. But you got to learn who you are. You got to learn what authority you have. And you got to take the faith you have in self and put it on God and His Word so you can believe it. Amen?
Amen.
You are your own worst idol. Other people are your idols. You're to have one love. One. You're to have one focus of worship. Jesus.
Amen.
There are a lot of people in these churches out here that don't bear fruit. You know what it means to bear fruit? If I'm a tomato plant, what am I going to bear? Tomatoes, tomatoes, the little red things. If I'm a Christian, what am I going to bear? Christians. But there's a catch. There's a catch. Before I can produce Christians, I got to die. Jesus showed us the way. Remember the disciples when he said, Lord, show us the Father, it suffices. Remember the little part just before that? go, you know, and the way you know. And he said, Lord, we don't know where you're going or how to get there. Do you remember that? There's one way to get there. He's going to be with the Father, and the only way there is through the grave. You know how to get there. You know how to get to that place where God wants you to die. We're not talking about going out here and killing yourself now. Come on. I figured I'd better say that. Some of you have listened to this. The guy's talking about that suicide. No, I'm not. What I'm talking about is dying to yourself and living for Christ. Count yourself as dead. You were baptized in water. You died. You came up a new creature. Count yourself as dead in Christ. Then you can produce fruit. Amen?
Amen.
Then will the gifts work in you. You got to prepare the ground. Alright? Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaketh by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus cursed. We studied this last night. We studied that speaking by the Spirit of God means to pray in tongues. Amen? This is the tongues spoken of in Mark 16. Go ye into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall speak with new tongues. Now it's important that I bring this scripture verse up because people get it confused. Now watch this. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall speak with other tongues or new tongues. They shall cast out devils. They shall lift up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick who shall recover. Don't confuse these signs as the gifts here. These are gifts in Corinthians. Those are signs. Huh? Do you understand what I'm saying? Just because it says they'll speak the new tongues over there doesn't mean he's speaking up the gift of tongues. The gift of tongues is something totally different. And we're going to be getting into that tonight. What the purpose of the gift of tongues is. But before I get into that purpose, I've got to show you what this other is. No man speaking by the Spirit of God called Jesus accursed. When you receive Jesus and the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you see, Jesus said, believe and be baptized. Well, everybody thinks that's just water. How many know that there are three baptisms? There are three. Baptism of blood, baptism of water, baptism of the Holy Ghost. You receive the baptism of blood when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Amen? That baptism is for your what? Soul. For your soul. Baptism of water. It's for your body. Baptism of the Holy Spirit. The only one left. For your spirit. You got three parts. Body, soul, spirit. You got three baptisms. Remember I quoted it and 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 I quoted it again. In 1 John 5:7, it says there are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. These three are one. Amen? All right? And in verse 8 it says, and there are three that bear witness or record in the earth. The water, the Spirit, and the blood. These three agree in one. So you have a Trinity in heaven. The Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And you have a Trinity of baptism on earth. Blood, water, Spirit. The Father is responsible for the baptism of blood. Jesus is responsible for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And he saves a little bit of water here for us ministers. So we're all involved. It's a beautiful thing. Amen. Now when you receive the three baptisms, now you're ready for signs to follow. One of the first signs of a newborn child is language. You got to learn to talk to your parents. So God gives you the gift of You come with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You come equipped with a language. You just got to learn to talk it. And don't worry about while you're learning to talk it. You can't curse Jesus speaking by the Holy Ghost. It's impossible. So get that fear out of your way. Amen?
Amen.
All right. And that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. The other side of this equation is you cannot accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior and believe on Him except the Holy Ghost give it to you to do it. That meant, now, I read that to simply be this. If I can believe that Jesus is the Lord, He was born of a Virgin Mary, He suffered and was crucified, dead and buried, laid in the tomb for 3 days, resurrected, sits at the right hand of the Father, I believe all that. If I can believe that He did that for me and for you, then I gotta believe in the rest of it. That there is a judgment whereby we shall all be judged. And some aren't gonna make it. And some will. I was talking with Steve the other day, and I believe there's gonna be a whole lot more people make it than you think. I believe there's a whole lot of people out there that are gonna make it. I mean a whole lot of people. I just don't think they're going to stick around that long afterwards. My Bible says the only thing you need to go to heaven is believe on Jesus Christ. It doesn't say you can stay there with that. It says you can get there. So if you believe in Jesus Christ, good for you. The devils believe too. They were cast out. They're not allowed. Amen?
Amen.
We talked about it before. Hebrews 4, 6, 4. That isn't dealing about here and now. That's dealing about there and then. You go to heaven once you've accepted Christ. Once you go to heaven and taste of that paradise and all that it has, you sin there. There's no more sacrifice. There is no grace in heaven. If you can't learn here to serve God here, it's going to be a whole lot harder to keep it here. written in the Word that every Sabbath and every new moon, everybody's going to be paraded through a doorway open into hell and they look at the carcasses just as a reminder of what happens when you go against the Lord. Isn't that Isaiah 66? Isaiah 66, you go read it for yourself. There will be a door open in hell, and every new moon, every Sabbath day, everybody will be paraded by that doorway. They can look down into hell and see the carcass of those that disobey. As a reminder. Now, why would God do that if you couldn't sin? Huh? The Bible says there are so many things. My. Out there, watch it. I'll be here for 3 weeks. Maybe longer. There are so many doctrines that are taught wrong today. They say you can't sin in heaven. Yes, you can. You still have a free will. You still have a free will. If you don't bring that will under control now, how are you going to keep it under control then? That's a scary thought. That is a scary thought. Yes, I think a lot of people are going to get there. I don't know how many will stay. You know, look at it, church. A lot of people came out of Egypt. Only two of them stayed. Huh? All right. So if Jesus calls you and the Holy Spirit gives you the ability to believe and come to the Lord, then take the opportunity to use that faith and grow in it. Alright, finally we get to verse 4. Alright, who wants to ride for me tonight? Charlie, you want to ride? Well, no, I'll have Steve do it. Steve, you come up there. Alright. Well, Steve, write good. That's a commandment. Number one. Now there are diversities of gifts. The same Spirit. But D-I-F or D-I-V. Period. Yes. Now, equal sign, or just a dash, Spirit. There are diversities of gifts, but same Spirit. The word diversity means various kinds. So there are various kinds of gifts, but it's the same Spirit that gives them. Alright? Number two. Verse 5. And there are differences of administration, but the same Lord. D-I-F period. Administration dash Lord.
D-I-F period?
Yep. There are differences of administration, but the same Lord. Now, if you're going to understand, I got one more to give you after this one. If you're going to understand the gifts of the Holy Spirit and how they operate, you've got to understand these three principles. Or you'll never get it right. Never will. Got a lot of people out there in error because they don't understand this. Number six, and there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. So number three, you put DID. Operations dash God. All right. Diversity of gifts. The same Spirit. Different administrations. Same Lord. Diversity, diversification, whatever, of operations. The same God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, working together to put forth the order of the church, that the church can do the work of Christ. Each one has his areas of responsibilities. And when you get them mixed up, they don't work. Amen? This is the one that messes everybody up. And this one. Most of them, they think they got that one. Different diversities of gifts. There are different types of gifts. Basically is what it's saying. And they are all given through, by, from, of the Holy Ghost. A gift is given. Alright? It's given. It's not loaned. It's given. You give a gift. Amen? You don't go to a birthday party and say, here's a birthday gift for you. And the next day come back and say, I want that. You don't do that. Christmas time comes. You give a gift. You don't go back the next day and say, give it all back. I want to go get my money back. You don't do that. Do you? Even if you get mad at somebody, you don't go to that person, give me all the gifts back I gave you. You don't do that. When you give a gift, it's theirs. The first thing I have you to know, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, once given, are yours.